We love exploring new experiences and increasing cultural exchange. Love it. We just can't get enough of it. We believe that's what makes all of our lives richer. So today, we have a very special story, one that will bring us exactly that. New experiences with new places, new cultures, new people. And for all of that, we are returning to our Coming Home series. In part one of that series, we heard several people talk about their experiences of returning to Burundi. Well, today's story is about one person, Amina Shimirimana. Amina was on Imagine Burundi previously to talk about the East African community. We were so impressed by Amina's enthusiasm and her interesting ideas, so we decided to invite Amina back onto Imagine Burundi. Well, when we learned about Amina, we discovered that she had a very interesting story to tell, one that tests our very notion of home.
Honey, I'm home.
The idea of home used to be so simple. You go to work, you come home, you greet everyone, and that's it. You're home. But nowadays, with people traveling all over the place, people being displaced, people being born in other places, and then moving when they're just little children, home isn't a fixed idea anymore. It changes. It evolves. So just what really makes a place home? Is home simply the place you spend the most time in your life? Or is it the place that you were born in? Or is it the place you simply like the best? What if you travel all the time? Then where's home? Stay with us as we look at some of these questions. I'm Jefferson Mock, and this is Imagine Burundi. Well, Imagine Burundi decided to accompany Amina to travel to Rwanda, and that means that she's leaving Burundi for the first time to visit the birthplace she has never known. It's kind of amazing if you think about it. Will Rwanda feel familiar to her, or strange and new? What will she see? How will she feel about leaving Burundi for the first time? As Amina goes through her trip, which took place over 3 days, let's think about some of these questions, and also, what really makes a place a home? Usually, before a big trip, we start with what a person already knows about a place, like a baseline test. So we sat down with Amina, and we started with a few easy questions, like, how does it feel to be leaving Burundi for the first time?
Really, I think it's very great to leave my country and go outside so as to maybe to change the weather, you see, and also visit some places, because now I can say that I know Bujumbura, even if it's not much, but I know Bujumbura. So I'm going to visit other towns outside my country, and I think that will be my pleasure.
Now, like any new traveler, Amina and other Burundians will already have some ideas about foreign lands, Rwanda, and the people that live in them.
Really, as I studied at school and what I hear in streets.
The word on the street?
Rwandans are not so far from Burundians.
Right next door, in fact.
We are just like the same because our language is very close, you see, and also, the way they believe, it's not so far from Burundians, because we live with them here in our country. We can see them. We can see what they do, how they work, just like Burundian, not so far.
So, if they're like the same, will they think you're Rwandan?
I don't think so. I don't think that physically they can discover that I'm not Rwandese or what I am, but when talking to them, maybe they can discover me.
Ah, discoveries. The whole point of traveling. And what do you think you will discover? The place?
I really am expecting to discover Kigali, because I heard that Rwanda is a country full of mountains. I'm thinking about visiting those mountains, see how what the weather, and also discover some house, if they get house, which are not in this country.
The food?
And also some food, yeah, different from my country. Maybe there is, I don't know. And many, many things. I think I'm going to see it there.
And then finally, the whole reason we are taking this trip.
Really, my mother told me that I was born in a place called Nyamirambo. It is in Kigali, but I don't know the place. I wish I could go and see it, even if I will never find my home, but at least get in Nyamirambo and see how it is. But I don't know whether I'll be there or not.
Uh-oh. Am I hearing some uncertainty? Sounds like a bit of nervousness before the trip.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, because this is my first time to leave Burundi, but I think nothing bad is going to happen.
Thanks, Amina. So we'll talk again once we're in Kigali.
Okay, you're welcome.
Stay safe.
And now, let's go to Kigali. The first stop, the bus station.
Finally. Okay, we are at Sioni's place, the bus station, where all the buses leave to other countries in the region. Rwanda, Uganda, Kenya. And so now we're waiting in front of the Belvedere Line's office.
And waiting.
And waiting for our bus, which is apparently late.
And waiting.
Yeah, that's right.
And waiting.
So this is it, though. Whenever the bus finally arrives, we're going to go to Kigali.
And waiting, and waiting, and waiting.
Yeah, whenever the bus comes, we gotta leave.
So you're still feeling nervous?
No, I'm happy. I'm happy. I gotta go in Rwanda and see how it is. I'm very happy.
Okay. Looks like we have some time. So, let's take a look around the bus station. Now, we're sitting on some steps in front of a bar with a microphone. And when you're in a crowded place, a Burundian and a foreigner,
people are just staring at us. What do you think they're thinking of?
Really, they're thinking you are a journalist trying to ask me some questions, and also maybe they are... I don't know what to say. They see a black and a white sitting together, chatting. Maybe it's new in this country, but I think it's not a big thing.
Oh, it's not a big thing for you, but...
Before I brought the recorder out, and maybe people think, you know, now I'm a journalist. But before that, what were they thinking?
Before that, they were thinking that maybe you, my boyfriend, we're going somewhere. We live in Burundi for some journeys, you see. And also, they were very surprised, as I said before, to see me talking to a white people. But I think they are wrong.
So did you say something to them to correct their thinking there?
Yeah, I told them that only you're just a friend. I know you as a friend. And also, we are going together, yes, as they saw it. But truly speaking, there's nothing like a relationship, love relationship between you and me.
Did they believe you?
I don't think so. They didn't believe me, but that's the reality.
Okay, well, it is past 11 o'clock.
And waiting. And what's this?
There is a bus that looks like it belongs to Belvedere, so perhaps we'll be leaving in the next 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I hope, because I see the bus is here. I think in 50 or 20 minutes, we gotta leave.
Well, before we do, is there anything else I should know about?
When I'm traveling, I used to vomit.
Oh. I hope you received some good advice for this problem.
My mother told me not to eat or drink anything before leaving Bujumbura. And also I have a friend who asked me, maybe because you're going away out of this town, you're going to get an idea of drinking alcohol, but you don't drink. I know you don't drink, so don't do that because you are far from home, right? That's what they told me.
Wait a minute. You would get the idea to drink alcohol because you are not in Bujumbura? Okay, never mind. Any other bits of advice?
Yeah. They told me not to talk about politics in Rwanda. It's very dangerous because it's a country which there is a lot of control, you see. So they told me not talk about politics. I can be unpresent. And that's a big danger in my life because I don't want to be unpresent.
We're hoping that Yes, this trip won't end up with you in prison. That's one of our goals. Imagine Burundi will do its very best to make sure nothing bad happens to you on this trip.
And that's my wish.
Okay, here's hoping for a nice, safe journey.
Thank you.
And we'll talk again at the Burundi-Rwanda border, hopefully in about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, sure. I think we're going to talk.
Thanks, Amina. And we're off. You're listening to Imagine Burundi, and right now, our guest, Amina Shimirimana, is on a bus somewhere between Ngozi and Kirundo, heading toward Kigali, the place where she was born. This is 99.4 FM, CCIB. And finally, we have arrived at the border between Burundi and Rwanda.
Yeah, that's right.
After how many hours on the road?
About 4 hours, things like that.
So we started around 11:30, and now it's about 4:20. We just finished with the Burundi immigration. You have your laissez-passer, your leaving Burundi permit, stamped. So this is it. You're leaving the country for the first time.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going outside my country for my first time.
How does it feel?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm very happy, even if I'm going to leave my motherland. But I think it's just a neighbor. So happy.
So as we're chatting, we're also walking. And unbeknownst to Amina, she has now stepped onto Rwandan soil.
Well, notice here it says immigration entry. We are now on the Rwandan side. So in that 20 seconds where we were walking and talking, you have now crossed from Burundi into Rwanda.
Really? It means you are in Rwanda. You see? Wow. I didn't know that I'm in Rwanda now, but it's good. Sounds good.
Were you expecting some sort of sign or celebration or something, a parade, something to welcome you here?
Yeah, maybe I was expecting to see a sign showing me that I'm in Rwanda now, but I didn't see anything. That's why I'm surprised.
Oh, don't worry. You will see things. For example, the
quality of the roads. So I want you to pay attention, because sometimes in Burundi, the roads aren't great, and it gets bumpy, you have to stop for a hole. In Rwanda, the roads are pretty good, and also, there are policemen on the roads, so the driver has to be more careful.
Oh, is it right? I didn't know, so I'm going to check whether there's a difference, because I don't know Rwanda.
Now, before we get there, we have to go through the police checkpoint, and this is where it can get kind of tense. Because in Rwanda, as you know, there is a law that forbids the use of plastic bags. So the police are going to ask us to open up our possessions so that they can look for, not for guns, not for contraband, but for plastic bags.
That's right, really.
Are you carrying one?
No, I didn't carry anyone.
Okay, I thought I saw one earlier, but hopefully you've gotten rid of it. If not, we're going to have a little discussion with the policeman.
Well, our trip isn't over yet. No way. From the border, we still had another hour to go before arriving in Kigali. But we do arrive eventually. And so, on September 2nd, Amina is back in Kigali for the first time in over 20 years. Here are her first impressions after her arrival.
We're here. We're right in the heart of Kigali. Yeah. After about 7 hours on the road. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling very tired because of the journey, but I'm very happy because now I'm in town, I'm in Kigali, very well looked. I'm very happy.
Now, you were just telling me that you're hoping nothing bad happens to you here. Tell me about that.
Yeah, because, you know, as I told you before, this is not my country, right? A newcomer in this country, so I'm afraid I don't know the rules of these countries, and also I don't know how they react when they see something, so I'm afraid maybe they can catch me and jail me you see? So that's why I said I'm afraid a little bit, but it's not very much.
Have you ever been in prison before?
Never in my life.
So you have no idea what that would be like?
I have no idea, but I asked somebody from, he was from Bimba in my country, Burundi, and he told me really it's like hell. When you're there, it seems like you are dead. So by hearing that, I want to be free. That's why I'm afraid of being a prison.
Do you think maybe the prisons in Rwanda would be nicer? More developed?
I don't think so. When a place is called a prison, then it's a bad place. Nobody feel like going there, you see? So I think it's not a good place for me.
Well, let's focus on what we see in front of us and what, you know, what might seem like something nicer. What do you see here? We're right in the heart of town, and this is one of the main roundabouts where all the traffic comes through. Behind us is the UTC, the Union Trade Center, which is a shopping mall. So, what do you see?
I see a wonderful city, full of electricity. That's the first thing that really interested me, because in Bujumbura, you know, we have a problem of cutoff. Every time we cut off, but I can see Kigali is full of electricity, very wonderful, very well looking. And also I saw some buildings. Yeah, they've got some buildings, but they are not skyscrapers. You see, they are just buildings like Bujumbura. I saw some names that I found in my country, like Sadolin, like, I don't remember another name. They have Fina Bank, but in Burundi we have Fin Bank. You see, it's very close, and also the traffic is good, just like Bujumbura. There are many cars, just like my country, and people are moving around. Everybody is caring about only what he's doing. He don't care about others. So I think it's how cities are.
Did she say the traffic is good? I better let that one go.
And one other thing I want to point out, we've been standing here for about 5 minutes now. Not a single person has stopped to stare at us, and nobody has shouted Muzungu.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely right. It shows that really they are accustomed to white people. And also, as I said before, they care about what they're doing. Maybe that's why they don't stop and look at us.
Okay, well, thanks for your first impressions, Amina. And welcome to Kigali and Rwanda, your first time away from your home country. And we hope you have a good trip here.
Thank you so much, and welcome too.
So that ends the first day of our travel from Bujumbura to Kigali. But it is just the beginning of our adventure.